August Gwynn's and Queen works on a case.
Let's cut the bull.
We're good for launch. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Night Rebels number 4, the fourth joint podcast collaboration between your two favorite Hunger Games podcasts, Rebellion Radio and Nightlock. I am your host, Charlie Collins.
I'm Alex Bolova.
I'm Ipu Krisanti.
And I'm Kira Nightlock. No, just Kira.
And welcome, everybody, to, the fourth time that we are liaisoning.
Reunited once again.
That is much more eloquent. Yes. So, we're missing
more powerful.
We're missing out with Matt and I'm so sorry.
Mariah.
Yes.
But you know that.
I knew it.
We are still going to have an awesome time here. We are going to party. Yes. We're going to crank up the music, and we are going to celebrate the latest Hunger Games news.
Very good. Let's rock and roll. And Elena. We're going to miss Elena. So before
oh,
we
yeah,
start,
yes. Elena.
Oh yeah, that other person on our podcast.
We miss you, Elena.
Yes. Whichever show you are not a listener of, we hope that you will join us on that podcast. Be sure to visit RebellionRadioPodcast.com as well as NightLogPodcast.com to check us out or just look us up on iTunes. So the reason that we are reuniting on this fine Saturday evening is to discuss two things. One is the new Catching Fire Quarter Quill character posters, and the second is the all-new Catching Fire theatrical trailer. So we were just going to get the posters out of the way and end with the trailer. So what do you guys think, overall impressions, when you first saw these character posters? Do you guys like the overall style, the clouds, and it's very much from the Capitol, as many of the advertisements from Lionsgate have been.
Mm-hmm. I notice about these posters is that it's very much the color scheme of Mockingjay rather than Catching Fire. This has all the light blues of this. I would be expecting something more red for this movie. So, I mean, I like the posters. They have a good look to them, but it's not the color scheme I was expecting.
Hmm. Very true. Yeah. I just like getting official look at their costumes for in the arena and everything. Like, I think that it's just, before we've seen all these leaked pictures of, like, you know, paparazzi taking it, but it's nice to be able to actually just see it, like, officially.
Right. Like, this is how they look.
And close up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I do agree, like, it's very light, but I do like how it's, it gives us a very, like, futuristic feel.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it almost looks like they're in heaven. Like, up in the clouds.
It does.
And, like, it almost looks like the Lionsgate logo. You know how there's all that mist and smoke going around?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. But, I the Lionsgate's campaigning, we've talked about this, but it's just amazing how they make it seem like it's from the actual Capitol.
And these almost they take on the Capitol perspective and everything, yeah.
And it almost seems like these would be up, you know, in the Capitol before the games.
No, I've got some comments on individual ones, but...
Oh, trust me, so do I. So the first one is Brutus, and he is a fine, bald gentleman.
Well, very buff.
Very buff. What do you guys think about this poster?
I don't remember who he is, honestly. Is he from...
He's one of the most,
District 2.
More,
that's what it says.
Yeah, District 2.
It's so tiny, I can't see him. Yeah.
He looks like he fits the name. I mean, he's very strong.
You cannot have a more straightforward name. Brutus.
Yeah, Brutus.
Yeah.
He's a brute.
At two, Brutus.
Even the way his, like, fists are very, like, they're clenched.
And
you just tell he's, like, ready for action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about the costumes now that we have just a minor character?
Well, they're all the
same. You guys
same,
like...
So.
Right, but do you like the, you know, the style? Does this fit what you imagined? Kind of this wet
suit? I mean, what originally was written, that it was, like, purple, bluish kind of costumes and everything, whereas this is totally different, but this is one change that is completely... Like, in my opinion, definitely the right thing to do, because that would have come off very cheesy, whereas this is very fierce and kind of looks high-tech.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this we mentioned Tron some time ago. It's almost Tron-ish.
It does look a little Tron-ish.
Now, just get some, you know, blue lights on the side. Definitely would work.
Right.
Yeah.
Then you're really Mockingjay if you throw the light blue in there.
Oh, yes.
So, the second poster is... Inobaria, also from District 2. What did you guys think of her? Distinctly, the teeth.
That's what stands out the most. I was so confused. It's been a while since
I've. Scared.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've read the book, so I don't remember if that's how she was described or.
No, it is.
It is.
I was surprised. Was anybody surprised they kept this?
I was. But it does help, like, different characters become, like, it's like, otherwise it's like, yeah, you're all thrown in the arena. It kind of makes them more like characters. They kind of come alive from the book. Mm-hmm. So it gives her a little something different.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm glad
and
that...
more distinctive.
I'm glad that they didn't go the Hollywood route and make everybody, you know, absolutely beautiful. Like, when we go through this, not everybody is, you know, looking the best they can. I mean, it helps to signify character, yeah.
Right.
Well,
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, it kind of... She looks like she'd be more from District 4, but she's from District 2. But it kind of shows how rich those lower districts actually are, where they can get their teeth to look scary. Like, it brings out the characterization, or the world aspect of it, I guess, is what you could call it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So the third one is Finnick, and he is, of course, a very major character. Sam Claflin, what do you guys think?
Yeah, that's what I imagined.
Looking good.
Looking good.
Looking good.
Moving on. All right. PETA.
Looking good. Moving on.
Looking good, too.
Yeah.
The hair. That hair.
That hair.
He's looking very clean cut. I think in the other movies, they kind of rough him up a bit, but he's looking very, very, like, handsome and just kind of...
He looks innocent.
Not ready for the games. Yeah, yeah. He's just kind of...
You're right. His
he's very clean.
Like, yeah. He's kind of... It's, like, straight up.
And he's kind of more proud. He's not really ready to fight. He's more like, look at me. Which is not really in his character, but obviously the Capitol is telling you how to pose, so. Mm.
So the next one is Joanna.
Joanna. 7.
And I really
say Johanna, but we'll...
Joanna. Oh, right. I do remember
well, we can have that argument another time, but yeah.
Johanna.
Johanna.
What do you guys think of this? Also our first look. The hair.
Yeah, the hair. I love the hair.
I like it, yeah.
It's funky.
It's cool.
And it's also funky.
Not it really. Is. It adds character as you know, as we've been talking with adding things to all these characters. It definitely helps.
Yeah. Mags. Oh, Mags. I'm sorry. I kind of like chuckle a little bit at this one.
Aww.
See you have trouble with Mags. I mean, not trouble. Yeah. I mean, it's a little difficult because literally these people are going to kill each other, and we have an old lady like. I think it's a difficult aesthetic to achieve, because I mean she's wearing a tight wetsuit, but you know.
Yeah, she is.
It's very interesting. You guys have thoughts on this?
I think she looks too strong, and you know, in reality, she's weak and she's kind of not really with it and everything. And she just looks too on the ball and ready to go and strong. And
she looks tall.
I wish they kind of just made her look more of a mess. You know what I mean? Because it gives off the impression that, yeah, she might be old, but she's still ready to fight, where she's not.
Yeah, but she looks weak in her face. In her stance, she looks really like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. But in her face, she's kind of like sad and like, no, I really don't want to kill kids because I'm an old woman.
That's true.
An old woman loves kids.
Well, young people.
Right. So moving on, we have BT. And I like this one.
Oh,
I like
the glasses.
I like the glasses.
I like the facial
hair. The glasses and the mustache. Yeah, everything's looking
good. You know, I often say the phrase Hunger Games hipster when referring to myself. But this is a Hunger Games hipster right here.
It's what you hope to be.
This needs to be a meme.
The Hunger Games hipster right here, right now. Somebody
make
this into the meme because this is so perfect. This isn't how I imagine BT. I kind of imagine a bit shaggier, but I like this portrayal.
I did imagine a bit shaggier. I didn't imagine the clean, the haircut.
Clean cut. Yeah.
Does anybody watch Key and Peele?
Oh, no. Yes.
He is Peele.
Oh, man, you're right.
Right? Yeah. So any Key and Peele fans out there can enjoy that. But, yeah, BD looks good. Gloss. Minor character, but... Looks good, I think.
Why is he?
He's looking like a model.
Yeah, why is he the only one that has his hands behind his back, as far as I can tell?
He's hiding something.
Ooh,
he has no hands.
Analysis. And he's looking kind of far away, like, where is he looking?
And the actor, he's the one that's an Abercrombie model, right?
Is he?
Pretty sure, yeah. His,
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
He's got
the pose down.
He's got the pose. Really bicep... No, he's got really big shoulders. Like, look at that shoulder. What the heck is
very
going
broad.
On? Yeah.
Last comment, look at his neck.
Yeah.
Powerful neck.
Yeah.
That is one big neck.
Anywho, the next one we have our fearless hero, Katniss Everdeen.
Looking photoshopped.
Exactly. I was going to say,
yeah.
Usually I'd be all over Katniss, you know, posters, whatever, but I feel like I've seen this image before. I feel like this is not a photo shoot image. And I feel like I've seen this on, like, the Facebook page for Hunger Games before. Anybody else see that? Like, look at her face.
Maybe
I think her face was almost photoshopped on. Like, that's probably her body. But, I don't know, it just looks photoshopped. Like, because we've seen that face before with, I don't know, other promotional Catching Fire images. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, and the hair is exactly the same way that it was for the other Catching Fire promotional images and everything. So,
you know, it almost, I do agree, it almost does look like her face is photoshopped on.
Like,
it looks like a cartoon.
Well, in all of the pictures that she takes as Katniss, she kind of has the same face. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think...
Far off in the distance, emotionless.
Yeah. I don't think they're all obviously not photoshopped, but I think that's just... She needs to kind of figure out a new face for Mockingjay and how
face.
To... Not... Like,
an open letter to Jennifer Lawrence. Get a new face.
No, she's amazing.
No,
she's
please
like,
don't get a new face. Just a new pose.
No, she's beautiful, yeah. But she needs to work with her face a little bit more to show different emotion.
Work with her face.
No.
Like, yeah. Oh, no, she's amazing.
No, she has...
No, I know.
Yeah.
I
now she's going to get plastic surgery after
No.
Because she listens to this show.
Yeah, exactly.
We have
definitely.
Kind of influence on this podcast.
Lionsgate.
Of course. She looks to us for advice.
Totally.
She has me on speed dial, actually.
We told her to do Silver Lining's playbook.
Oh.
Anyway, Katniss. Yeah.
Woo.
And also, she does not look overly sexed up, as it were. So the Hollywood route, you know, I really,
yeah.
That was a good...
They didn't Photoshop
the costumes
her body.
Don't really allow for that.
Yeah.
I feel like the costumes would allow for that, right? Because they're tight.
I don't know. They're tight, but they cover everything. You don't see much skin,
that's
so
true.
I think they can get away with it that way.
Mm-hmm. So moving on, we have Kashmir from District 1. Looking very nice, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks very proud.
Mm-hmm.
Proud. And then finally we have Wyrus. Amanda Plummer. Looking good.
I love this picture of her.
She also...
Yeah, I like the hair on her.
Doesn't look too different from her Pulp Fiction role, to be honest.
Yeah,
that's
probably
true.
The hair color.
Yeah,
the hair color, the hair length, all that. But I think we talked about her character on Pulp Fiction was kind of similar to what we
mm-hmm.
imagined.
Yeah.
It is a very similar character, the mm-hmm. one she played in Pulp Fiction and Wyrus, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the last poster. And I think overall, they were pretty good.
Yeah.
Making us excited and whatnot. Okay, so that does it for the posters, and now let's get into what we all want to talk about, what we're dying to talk about, the Catching Fire trailer number 2, the theatrical trailer. So the
Woo!
First trailer aired on the MTV Movie Awards, and we did analysis on that on Rebellion Radio's 34th episode and Nightlock's 45th episode, so be sure to listen to that. But the second trailer debuted at Comic-Con 2013 in San Diego, California today on the 20th of July, which we are recording, and you can follow along using the trailer on yahoo.com. I'm sure there'll be other copies, but that's just the one that we're using if you want to follow along. So let us begin with the frame by frame analysis. Are we all ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's tradition, so we got to do it. The opening screen, appropriate for audiences. What do you guys think?
I mean,
I was thinking they'd go with red.
Yeah,
you know?
I wanted
as
a red
Alex was saying
trailer.
Before, Catching Fire. You know?
Yeah. Honestly, I think a lot of the fandom was expecting red, but we got the green, and I think we have to be okay with it.
Yeah,
it's classic.
It's classic. Okay,
can't change it.
So the first shot we get is Katniss walking into Victor's village, and I gotta tell you honestly, my mouth dropped when I first saw this, and I think that just speaks to the cinematography. Like, I was actually taken aback at how this film looks. I mean, like, what do you guys think? It looks.
Yeah, this
incredible.
Film, It looks so good.
It looks so good.
It's much better than the first one from what Yeah. All right, it's good. Moving on. I mean, really, it is really good. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah.
I think it's much more artistic than the last one, that they're really kind of pulling in, like, looking at colors and lighting, and I think the other one was, you know, more about the, I don't know exactly what it was more about, but this is just more detailed, and I think they spent more time in looking at how they were capturing the image rather than what the actors were doing.
I think that's, yeah, that's a really good way of saying it.
I mean, Francis Lawrence, you know, he's known for making some very, very, like, artfully made films. Making artfully made films, yes.
Yeah. So
directing, right. Yeah.
So moving on from that, we go to 10 seconds and we see Katniss talking to Prim, talking about how she wants to protect her family, classic.
Mm-hmm.
And at 14 seconds, we see a shot of the Capitol.
Exact same shot we've seen before.
And is it?
I think it might be the exact same shot, like spruced up CGI-wise, make it have like a nice blue sky. But
from
we've seen
Hunger Games, you mean? From
yeah.
The first one?
We've seen this image before.
Well, yeah, it looks exactly the same. Did we ever find out what that little building was in the middle of the...
the little,
Yeah. I remember us talking about that.
Wasn't it where we, like... Didn't we, like, speculate it was, like, a place where we look at stars?
Well, yeah, we kept, like, making jokes about it.
Planetarium.
It's a movie theater. Yeah.
Right. Must be.
They're watching
It's
Hunger
surprising
Games.
That they put the same shot in, especially for two different movies. It's not even like, oh, it's
the same
just...
shot. I think it's the same
looks
model.
So...
It's probably the same base.
It just looks exactly the same from what I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe he's recycling old footage. I don't know. So at 16, we're moving forward. At 16 seconds, we see another amazingly artistic shot of Katniss looking behind her at a... she's going through a tunnel in the train. And
you see the train tracks behind her, and it kind of, like, closes in like a window because she's going through a tunnel.
Yeah.
It looks great.
I like how we get, you know, a better look at the train. I hope we get a better look at the train in this movie. A large part of it takes place on the train. Last movie, we just sort of got that one room, the mahogany and all that. But just looking now, we sort of get an idea of, you know, the futuristic side of the train.
Mm-hmm. So at 22 seconds, we see Peeta and Katniss looking out of the train into the tunnel and seeing a Mockingjay. Basically graffiti inside the tunnel. And, you know, just goes to show how the rebellion and the spark is spreading like wildfire. So at 23 seconds, we see Peeta and Katniss back in District 12, and the African-American gentleman putting up the three fingers. And I think we've seen that shot.
Wait, not District 12, it's District 11, right?
District 11, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, yeah, sorry.
That's what you meant.
Exactly. On the Victory Tour. So,
which I was kind of disappointed because I was like, you know, we've already seen this. We don't need to see it again.
We have seen the next couple of seconds.
Yeah, like
again. But
the first half of the trailer, I was thinking, okay, I've seen this. It's just going to be recut. But we'll get into this later. But the last half of the trailer is completely new.
Like, yeah.
We haven't the first seen half, it was kind of going slow. And even though some of it was new, I was still like, oh, like, all right, we've seen this. Or like, oh, this is kind of slow. It's nothing interesting. And then once you get to the halfway point, you're like, whoa, this is cool.
Right. And at 30 seconds, I think that might be a little turning point because that's when we see the Lionsgate logo. And then right after that, we see Katniss looking out into a lake. And again, I think we need to stop ourselves from saying every time cinematography is good. But last time I'm going to say it. The sunlight on that lake and just her there is just, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, the contrast between her in the foreground and then the lake and just the sky, just beautiful.
Oh, magnificent.
Oh, yeah. Simply magnificent.
And it takes my breath away.
And I know I pointed this out last time, but the blue-orange color scheme.
Yes.
Still very prevalent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So after that lake shot, at 35 seconds, we see Katniss and Peeta looking at cameras. Basically, I think they're just taking shots for a video newscast. And Peeta's talking to Katniss about, you know, I can't keep living this life where we pretend to be lovers on camera, but we ignore each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they're on the train there. And at 39, we see a little more of some footage from the first trailer. So we'll skip past that. 41, we see the train again, traveling through Pan Am. I think it's going to be good, especially for this Victory Tour. Because, I mean, the shot at 41 seconds, we don't see a lot of Pan Am in the first film.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
we don't.
The scope is huge here because, you know, we don't really see them even in the train, but now we're seeing, you know, all the districts, the victory tour, it just opens everything up for greater possibilities. So going through 45, 46 seconds, we see an already seen scene with Plutarch and Snow, so that's all fine. Mm-hmm. And at 48, we see a shot of these kind of these military trucks with peacekeepers going through the buildings and the Hob.
Yeah.
And those are all new. And the peacekeepers.
Do you think this is the Hob? How do we know which district this is? That they're invading, kind of thing.
Yeah, I thought it was the Hob.
Yeah.
It could be another district, though.
I think it's District 12.
Because we see a lot of, like, kind of makeup tents just and little sheds and stuff like that. So it could be the Hob. It could be another district, especially since in this film we do kind of, you know, go on the tour and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So at 51 seconds, we see more chaotic scenes in a district. And we see some of Gale at 55 seconds. And, you know, what little of Gale we'll see in this film.
Yes, and he says, people want to fight.
And at 56, scandalous, we see a kiss between them. So, you know, the romance does not go unnoticed. Don't, of course. Nobody worry. It's all there.
They're teasing us.
But what I love is in the scene, right after you see that, you see President Snow, presumably in, you know, the office in Katniss's house, with the projection of them kissing, and right. President Snow being like, oh, well, what is that? And Katniss's reaction is priceless.
Did you guys kind of discuss on your show, for this scene in Catching Fire, how Snow found out about the kiss? Because I know Matt, Mariah, and I were kind of speculating, like, was it, like, Jabberjay? Did he have cameras? Was there, you know, some microphone chip somewhere that he found out? Because they never specifically said in the book how they found out. So do you think this is, like, Suzanne Collins kind of, like, telling them, yeah, like, do cameras? Or do you think this is more Francis Lawrence coming up with the camera aspect?
I think it must be Suzanne.
Yeah.
I think they talked. I think, you know, the director, Suzanne had a great relationship with Gary Ross, and I'm pretty sure Francis and her met and talked about it. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, the camera makes sense. I mean, the Hunger Games themselves are littered with cameras in all sorts of secret places. So,
right.
Yeah, that makes sense. At 1 minute, we see Katniss looking very fearful with President Snow in the office. President Snow delivers a great line. He says, you know, the last years were something about them being games. And he says, but they were games. And it's kind of this, the whole trailer has this vibe that the first movie was just like, it was just the beginning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like later on,
like,
it says
those
they were
games
child,
were just kid games.
Right.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then that Snow, when Snow said that, it really solidifies that. And I think it just shows how everything is being upped way, like, the ante, so to speak. And at 102, we see, I think, is that Gale tackling a peacekeeper?
It is.
Okay.
Mm. That's and then we got a shot of him being whipped, which we saw a little bit in the teaser.
Right.
Of Katniss kind of standing up for him, but now we're actually seeing getting whipped.
And then Katniss being dragged away by peacekeepers at 106. And then at 107.
We haven't seen her getting dragged away by peacekeepers before, have we?
I feel like that shot must be recycled. That's got to
well,
be.
Well, the other one was where she was being
she got
in the first movie.
Oh. In the first.
Oh, you mean, gotcha. I meant like when she was, when Prim was chosen.
At 107, we see that District 11 person being shot. At 112, Katniss tells Snow, what do I need to do? So it kind of puts her in like a very weak position, you know, like Snow's got control over her. It's very exciting. At 113, 114, we see this is a new.
This is an incredible shot.
Of the Capitol. And, oh man, it looks like, It looks like ancient Rome if it was built in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what it's supposed to be.
Right. And it looks fantastic. The flags. Look, imagine how big those flags must be. Like, that.
Yeah.
That's a huge scale.
Oh, yeah.
And even, like,
hundreds of feet. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Big flags for no reason.
Now, in the books, were the flags red? Was the Capitol color red? Or is that something that the movie just kind of adapted?
Probably the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it works, though, because red's kind of got a communist,
That is true.
You know, what's the word?
Connotation.
Yes,
yeah.
Connotation, exactly. So at 1:15, we see Snow coming up to a platform and talking about the 75th Hunger Games. And at 18, we see all these drummers drum and these fountains behind them. And it just looks...
They kind of remind me of... What is Harry Potter?
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. The fire...
Was it Durmstrang, right?
Durmstrang, yeah.
Yeah, Durmstrang.
That's so funny, yeah. Anywho.
We're such fangirls and fanboys, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
Wait, you mean we're on the Hunger Games podcast and we're not fanboys and fangirls?
You gotta be one.
That is true. That's a requirement.
It really is.
So at 119, we see our first shot of Effie, and we are at the Reaping. And Snow here is discussing the pretty much the premise for the 75th Hunger Games, which is we're picking from pre-existing victors. Now, when I first saw this, I thought to myself, oh, they're revealing the twist. But then I thought to myself, you know, that's not a bad thing. Did you guys think that they were going to keep it a secret, or did you want it to be a secret? What do you guys...
I thought...
What does President Snow say? Does he actually say it's from the existing victors?
Says,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought this would be revealed a bit later on, but then again, the book came out in, what, 2009?
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
This isn't exactly a secret at this point, so I think it's good to, give motivation.
I think there is reason to expect that to be held secret, though. I mean, I don't know. I liked it. I think you have to show that for people to get that this is, you know, bigger than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't get that the first trailer, though, did we? No. I don't think so.
But it's like if you didn't say it, it'd just be like, why is there another movie about these characters?
That's true. Yeah, you have no idea. And 121, though, we see Katniss shedding a tear. Now, I've talked about this before. How is she crying?
What do you mean?
What?
She's supposed to be stoic.
No, but it's the single tear. That makes all the difference.
But look at how far away everybody is, though. Like, even if she was crying, even if she was crying more, how much would you actually be able to see it? Because it's like, it's one tear.
I don't know.
And now she doesn't have to be so strong, because everybody knows she's a great competitor, so she doesn't have to prove herself anymore. So she just kind of has to, like, go through the motions. She doesn't have to really show, oh, I'm going to be a great athlete in this.
True, but I feel like her acting, at least, is going to change. Because the first one, I do feel it was very, very wooden a lot of the time. That's how she is. But, you know...
You mean Katniss?
That's how Katniss is. But I think we're just going to... I think it might be Frances directing her in a different way to get more of that emotion out, which I'm not sure if that's... I think that's going to be a good thing, hopefully. Hopefully they don't overdo it, though.
I think so.
Because I don't want her bawling all the time, because, you know...
Yeah, obviously.
I don't think she will.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
What do you guys think of Effie's outfit here?
Is she, like, a butterfly? Because she has these, like...
I think it's nice. I actually like it a lot. Compared to a lot of her outfits.
It's cool.
I like it. Compared to a lot of her outfits, this is pretty.
Yeah. It reminds me of, like, those girls that will dress in, like, all duct tape dresses or something. Because it's all, like, one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or,
like, they make their prom dress out of, like, all Starburst wrappers or something. It just reminds me of that. Like, she's just, like,
nicer.
You know, 17-year-old girl, yeah.
But besides Effie's clothes, what about her face? Like, she looks, like, genuinely upset. And
she does.
That was the first thing that struck me. I didn't notice the dress until you pointed out right now, which probably followed my own. But that face, she is just, like, wrecked.
Emotionally, you mean?
Yeah, emotionally wrecked.
Yeah.
Like, after the tear, right? Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't... Mm-hmm. This has a whole new level of character to that. I mean...
Yeah, there was this post on Tumblr that I saw, and I don't remember exactly what trailer it was from, but it said that... It was Effie's face, and she was really upset, and it said that she's upset because... She grew attached to these two people, and they have to go back in there. And the one time that she grows attached to people, like, they're gonna go and die again. Like, this is the first time that she's had, like, the fame of the people, and, like, she's been really into the people that she's been, what is she? I don't remember what she is. But, now she can't do it anymore, because...
Right.
They're going to die, so she thinks.
I think it all contributes to the whole fact that this is bigger, badder, it's worse, you know, for everybody. Like, even some people are like, they won, they should have the right to, you know, they should have Victor status for the rest of their life. But here they are being thrown back in, and, you know, even Effie, who's part of the Capitol, like, it just shows you, the audience, that, you know, it's way different this time.
And it also shows how she's not just a superficial character. Like, she does have emotions, and it also shows that all the Capitol people aren't superficial, that once they do develop relationships, they aren't only interested in the fashion and watching the Hunger Games and all that, that they do have a deeper level to them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So at 1:25, we see the people at the Reaping raising their three fingers for the salute, and the next shot is PETA in a hoodie. What is this?
Yeah.
Can somebody help me
out
here?
It's a weird-looking sweatshirt.
He looks
sweater.
Like he's in real life. Like, this looks like an American Eagle commercial. And it's so weird to see him right next to Effie with the crazy hairpiece and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah. Do you guys like that? I don't know. It looks like cotton. It looks very comfortable.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's going for.
Yeah, at least if you're being reaped, you should at least be comfortable. Wear nice clothing.
It almost looks like he, like, just got out of bed. He's like, oh, got reaping today.
But it's probably considered nicer in District 12 because it's not a button down and
it's not
pants.
Rags.
Yeah.
It's not a hand-me-down. Yeah.
Compared to what he had in first reaping, obviously this is much nicer in quality compared to how it looks in the first one.
Mm-hmm. So, moving on. At 1:27, we see Prim yelling Katniss. And did anybody get a major deja vu? This was the repeat moment. I was talking about. This is exactly like...
It's like they copy and pasted the script and just put it right in there. They're like, we did this already. Right. We'll just copy and paste the writing.
But at the same time, it's nice.
Well, is it just me, or does Prim have, like, much less emotion when she's yelling Katniss in this scene? Like, the first time we saw this, she was, you know, screaming. This one, she's like, Katniss! Like, I don't know. It felt like it's kind of emotionally lacking this time around.
I agree, but also, it's not, like, a huge surprise. I mean, we all knew. She's the only girl repeat Victor, so she's going in. Which also kind of makes it strange how they're having this emotional goodbye. It's like, I don't know. It just seems very deja vu-ish.
Yeah, it's deja vu-ish, but slightly off.
Well, I think, what's her name, Willow?
Willow Shields.
Should have, I think, a little bit more emotion, but I like the turnaround of it at the same time. Like, at first, Prim had to go up, and she was, like, yelling Prim and stuff, and then now it's, like, Katniss going up, and it's like, yay! But, I mean, I know that in the first one that she also yelled Katniss, but, you know, I like the other direction, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's flipped.
I think the reason it's so emotional is because Katniss and PETA both thought they would be able to say goodbye to their families after the reaping, like, normal.
Right.
But now they're, like, all of a sudden getting shipped off, literally getting shipped off, from District 12 to the Capitol. So.
Yeah, at 1:28, we see her saying, I get to say goodbye.
Right.
So why do you think they weren't able to say goodbye?
Punishment. I think they're trying to get as much control as they can. Yeah.
Right, but don't they have rights? I mean,
this is the Capitol we're talking about. They're brutal. No mercy.
No mercy. No rights.
Not at all. There's no court system there.
At 1:29, we see an amazing shot of almost a spaceship. It's a giant plane, ship, hover.
Yeah, the hovercraft. That
we
saw a hovercraft vaguely in the first. Or one of the trailers for The Hunger Games for when we said that Gale looked like an ape, that trailer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those are other times. But
that's true.
At 1:30, we see, you know, the hovercraft floating up. And I think it looks fantastic. And I think it just gives us a hint of what the CGI is going to look like. It looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very well
done. And it almost reminded me of The Incredibles. Do you remember that spaceship that dropped... The big robot.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
It has that big hole for that. But, I was really impressed by that. It looked fantastic. At 1:31, we see PETA talking to Haymitch. And at 1:33, we see a little shot of Haymitch. Very small snippet of his character, but it's there. And he's basically saying, it's going to be different. And the next shot is the 75th Hunger Games, the third quarter quell, and we see Stanley Tucci reprising his role as Mr. Flickerman. And
can we just appreciate the facial expression at 141?
I was about to say.
Yes.
That's
I'm liking the pink eyebrows, too. It's looking good on him.
Yeah, he's got a whole new character scheme, and he's... It must be hard for him, though. I mean, he's had to deal with previous victors as well, and they're all back, and they're all going to die.
Yeah.
But he's...
Well, basically, everyone he interviews dies, so I think he's kind of used to it at this point for how many years he's been doing
but
it.
But he's like... Yeah, that's true. But, yeah.
It's in his job description.
Interview.
I don't know. I don't imagine him as one of those people who cares as much as like Effie would care or something.
I think he cares more than other people would care.
In a way,
I feel like Flickerman is a more sympathetic character.
But I feel like he just interviews them for a couple minutes and then never sees them again. So he's only talking to them for, you know, at max, like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really have time to develop a relationship and really care about someone.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think he really. He's just the interviewer. Like, he doesn't really care. He only cares about the fame and, like, the outfits and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. We should interview him.
Which his outfit is the same every time, so.
Let's interview Stanley Tucci.
Yeah.
He would be fun to have on the show.
He's an A-list actor. He'd be amazing. Anywho, at 142 or 143, we see Lenny Kravitz as Cinna telling Katniss we have work to do. And it's just kind of like... back to the grind sort of thing, and we see at 144 the back of her dress, and it looks nice from what we see so far. At 145 we see snow and a palace, and it looks like a French palace. I like what they did there. It looks very to excess sort of money wise.
Yeah, for the listeners who have seen Django Unchained, it looks very much Calvin Candy's parlor.
It could be the same set.
For all we know,
That looks cool. And then we saw
Is this his office that we saw in the last trailer?
No, I don't think so. No? It looks like a dining room.
No, I think this is the same room.
I want to say that it's the same color scheme, like the warm colors of the, you know, gold and the red.
This is his office, though? Or wait, which scene are you talking about?
I'm talking about the scene where he's talking to Plutarch.
Oh,
and
I think that's
they're
it.
Talking. Yeah, because that was in the last trailer, and I guess a little bit in this one too, at the beginning of the trailer.
Right.
But I think it's this. It could be the same room.
I think it is, and I think. But him and Katniss were in a different room. That was different, right?
Well, him and Katniss are in her office in the Victor's Village of District 12.
Right.
If they keep it the same in the movie, maybe Katniss visits him in the Capitol. I don't know how the adaptation will go.
So moving on, at 147, he's just watching the hologram. I guess he just watches it from his house while reading a book.
Right.
Yeah, he has the book in
and
his
hand. And he has the white roses in the back. A great touch, I thought.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a good... Yeah, they're just packing all these little Easter eggs in there.
Yeah, all these little details. But, oh, okay, I was about to say, is he holding a rose? But that's in his suit. So, yeah. So at 148, we see a great shot of the crowd standing up to clap for all the contestants.
And it's framed really nicely because you have the audience in the foreground, and then in the back, you see Katniss and Stanley Tucci, and then you see all the tributes behind them. And what an amazing set, too. I think they really, amped everything up in this movie. They just 10 times better.
Mm-hmm. And at 149, we see her in the wedding dress, this sort of huge, pompous...
Which is what we saw in the character posters that were released with all the chairs that came out one by one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Long ago.
Long ago.
And at 150, we see a shot of the Capitol, another beautiful shot, and it's symmetrical, which...
It is.
I liked. I mean, I think we see a lot of that.
Somewhat symmetrical.
Not completely.
In the middle it is, but...
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a few building anomalies, but
overall,
yeah, I thought it was very, very well done.
Mountains in the background, sunlight, it's looking good.
So at 153, we see them walking to the training room, very familiar to them and to us as the audience. But Haymitch reminds us that everything is not as it was before. You know, forget everything you know. And at 155, we see this. I thought it was sort of a goofy shot of Finnick.
Yeah, he looks so weird. Like, what?
He's standing there like, twiddling his, like, thumb.
He's like,
but what smiling. Is he like wearing?
Right.
It just makes him... Okay.
He looks like he's wearing, like, a tribal outfit.
It makes him look so wide that it makes his pecs look ridiculous. I can't even... No, I don't like it. I can't.
It's weird. Like, is he wearing, like, a skirt, or what's going on? Just like in his character poster with the chairs and everything, like, what is he wearing? Like, what are they coming up with him for his costume?
It's just so funny.
Well, no, it was described in the book. It was supposed to be sort of a chainmail net, but it was something that, like, draped his whole body. I don't know why they just put that at his waist.
He's got to display his abs.
He has the fashion. It's not even displaying his abs. It's, like, over his abs. It's, like...
That's true.
It's like halfway up his waist. Yeah.
It's, like, he needs
a
bra.
In the book, they had him with netting, and then they really did a lot of netting, you know, with the... at the crotch and everything, so they kind of they're covering more than they did in the book, which is surprising.
It looks like he's wearing a mini skirt, and he should have like a bra and like a fancy shirt on,
or a coconut bra and like a little halo,
exactly,
or the hula stuff,
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Perfect,
amazing. Somebody photoshopped.
I think we just made a completely different movie.
Really? Yeah.
We get some good memes out of this one.
God.
Oh my god, yes.
All these Hunger Games, like, images we're finding here, they're great. Yeah.
It ruins his body proportions, so he just looks really disproportionate. It looks...
Definitely somebody should make a meme of that, in all seriousness. Anyway, moving forward, at 156, we see Inubaria with her teeth looking very vicious. She kind of, like flashes her teeth off. And then this is kind of that meet the contestants montage for the next couple of seconds. At 157, mm-hmm. We see Brutus... and he's, I don't know what, this is some sort of hologram training
room?
Well,
speaking of Tron.
Yeah. So we're at 159 right now, and we're seeing him basically slashing at this computer simulation, and they're like these laser holograms.
And they're like little tiny golden squares that come together to like form a running body.
Yeah, there's like two people.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting that
I'm surprised they wouldn't come up with real people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
very, like,
you want to have it as, yeah, like as realistic as you can.
And of course, the color scheme in this it's orange.
Yes.
And the blue background.
I'm kind of almost getting annoyed with it. I would be more annoyed if it wasn't filmed so well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very prevalent. I'm not sure if this is going to continue throughout the whole movie, or maybe they just did something to the trailers, but. I'm not sure if I can handle a whole movie that's in blue and orange.
It does seem a little overdone at times, but I have a feeling it's going to be just for outside the games.
I hope. Yeah.
Once you're in the games, I think it's all going to be green and blue because you're you know, in the island and everything, mm-hmm. So it's
right.
Going to be much more vibrant colors.
Right. Mm-hmm. So at 201, we see Johanna Mason.
Johanna.
slashing yes. These things around. I'm not sure.
The deadly axe.
Is that an axe?
Yeah.
And she looks vicious. She looks great, I think. I'm really excited because, you know, she looks very fierce and she won't back down. And at 204, we see her... That's Katniss, right? Yes. She's in the laser booth, which is what we will call it now. And
the laser
she...
booth.
Now, what exactly is this for? Do we know?
The laser
I
booth?
I don't remember this. Yeah.
It must be just training, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It is very odd, though, the squares.
Like, yeah, they have kind of laser lights going off in kind of different, in like four different directions.
It's like a laser light show.
Yeah.
I mean, she gotta be careful. She's gonna be blind if she looks into one of those. There's a lot of lasers.
That's how all the babies die. That's Snow's plan. Get them with lasers.
Plot twist.
Yeah. But, you know, she... shoots an arrow at the laser body, and it goes black. And at 208, I can't believe this happened again. Haymitch said, stay alive.
Of course, you need that in there.
Same thing. There's a lot of like, these little throwbacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then
for us diehards.
Right. And at 208, this November. And at 209, the wedding dress, it looks fantastic. It's burning away mm-hmm. in the fire, and it looks... Do you remember, like, how... I think some of us were a little hesitant about the fire we saw in the trailer?
Mm-hmm.
This looks amazing.
Yeah.
209. Look at that. The fire just coming up. It looks fantastic.
Yeah, that looks great. I still can't help but feel that they give away a bit too much with showing this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Especially at 2:11, where you get the back shot of her raising up her hands in the
wings. Right, 2:12, we see pretty much the full image of the back of the dress.
Yeah.
Right. I would have liked to have been kept away from the trailers, because I think that'd be really cool to not have been spoiled and just see that in theaters.
I think it is pushing it. I think it pushes it a little more at the end, but we'll get to that later. 2:12, mm-hmm. Shock Snow standing up. At 2:13, comes the event. 2:14, in the chariots, also another great shot. The fire looks way better, I think, than last time.
So, for the chariot ride, in the book, wasn't it they were glowing with the embers? Whereas this, they're like on fire, just like the 74th chariot ride games.
But this is so much better.
This is different than this.
Yeah, this is better than them glowing.
The one before was just, it was like fire was coming off them, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, they're on fire. And at 2:15, you see this shot of them. You still get the glowing thing, because like the outfits themselves are glowing.
They have like little designs, and it's kind of this orange, reddish kind of glow and energy coming off, but then they have more spark, so they kind of amped it up from the book, which is usually what they do with movies, but I think it looks good,
It's almost like they're like the torch from Fantastic Four.
Yes.
So at 2:16, the world. 2:17, Cinna putting the pin on Katniss. 2:18, has been waiting for. I love these split up little words, it's awesome.
Yeah. And when you watch it frame by frame, you like forget what it's trying to tell you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So 2:19, 2:20, we see the arena, and you know what?
I think this is my favorite moment of the trailer.
Because
it's just so much emotion, and then you get all the colors, and it's
put together really nicely. Out, like it just turns up out of the pod that she's in.
And I mean, Jen's acting is just spectacular. So you can't lose. You know. Right.
And the location, I mean, Hawaii, it looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And 2:22, we see her looking out at other victors on their starting points. 2:23, great shot of her breathing in and out, and she jumps in the water. And 2:25, we get our logo.
Yes.
And then...
And Alex's amazing whistling skills.
Well done.
Thank you.
#22 #Hashtag celebrate your victors. So,
Alex, you could dub over for Jennifer Lawrence. She's not a good whistler.
I could. I think I've got the voice down pat.
Definitely. Yeah.
So that's it, guys. That's the trailer. So first question I want to ask, did they show too much or too little, or what do you guys think? Can I just go first? I think overall, they pushed the envelope a little more than the first movie did, which I don't think is a bad thing. I did like that. At first, I was always a diehard, don't show the arena, don't show the arena. But I don't know. I liked what I saw so much, and I didn't think it gave away anything. It was just, you know, that one opening shot. Did we see her on the pod in the first movie trailers?
Yes.
Yes, we did. Because remember, it was the countdown that they do a number, they'd flash back to a character, and then it was her, and then they ended the countdown, and then everybody started running out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think they showed a perfect amount. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, yes, the answer is yes. I think, I would say it's almost too much, but I really enjoyed what I saw, and I think it does make me more excited. I think without that, I might not be as excited as I am, but I think that definitely pushed it for me.
They showed exactly what would get people in the door. If they didn't show the dress, or they didn't show the arena, or they didn't show people, like, riots or whatever,
It wouldn't draw people in.
Yeah, it wouldn't have enough to draw people in. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, the biggest twist in the whole thing is, spoilers, the arena's a clock. So they're not obviously going to show that. And that would have been pushing it if they gave hints to that at all. So, luckily they didn't do that, but, yeah.
And, you know, most of the stuff comes in later when they, you know, break out and whatnot, but...
And they did stop. They only show up until she goes into the arena.
Exactly.
Where there's a whole rest of the movie. Like, most of the action is when they're in the arena battling and everything that they go through in there. So I'm almost surprised that they didn't show anything past that point.
But they can't.
Which
they
I think it's
not.
It's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think they did it right. I'm just surprised they didn't show more. Mm-hmm. Because usually they're not looking to, oh, let's not ruin it. They just want people to end because pretty much it's all about the money to Lionsgate, so.
Thankfully, they aren't just throwing every good shot out there because, yeah.
Like the comedies where they give you all the funny jokes beforehand.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of the movies, they pretty much, like some of the ones they play out with every single plot point in the trailer. It's like, okay.
You don't need to see it now because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah, you know exactly what happens.
Got it for free. So the next question, does this put faith in Francis Lawrence as a new director? For you know, we're stuck with this guy for the next three films.
I am very impressed visually by what Francis Lawrence has done. And that was one of the big qualms I actually had with, you know, Hunger Games, you know, the first one with Gary Ross, the camera, you know, it was shaking too much. I mean, yeah, there's a small complaint, but it was one that really got to me after a while. And so far with this, just, it looks great. I don't really see how it could be screwed up, really. I mean, all the shots, even in the arena, you know, everything's still smooth, everything's, you know, not handheld. I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
I think
agree.
The only thing that we don't really get a good glimpse of is how it's going to work on what he's taking out of the from the book to the film, what he's going to take out, how he's going to have it flow, because that's something in the trailer we don't get a feel for. So the pacing of the film and what he decides to keep in and, you know, how he's going to introduce certain characters is something that we'll have to wait, you know, until November to find out.
Mm-hmm. I think with directors and changing directors, we always think first there's the whole idea of will it all look good? It will all feel good? A character's heart. I think
will the world be the same?
Right.
Yeah.
And I think everything is all there. Everything is set in place, and I really have faith in him. The it looks so beautiful, and I think that the heart's there, the characters are there. You know, I think the last thing to see obviously is will the plot be the same? But I have complete faith.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
And the last thing we want to talk about, we're just going to go around and talk about our favorite quotes and or parts. Alex, you want to start?
I think one of my favorite shots is, you know, I like my humor. I really like the shot of Stanley Tucci's just big open smile. I think that is a great, great shot of him. But I really like the opening shot. That really grabbed me. That really set the tone of Katniss walking through the gates. And, you know, the stark contrast and the blues and just looking great. That moment is what had me interested.
Kara, what do you think?
Well, I kind of talked about it a little bit, but my favorite part is definitely the end where she comes up from, obviously, we know as fans that Cinna was just killed, but they leave that out because of the trailer. So good job on the editor for the trailer's part. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, the emotion in her face and just being able to just see the arena a little bit is just the tease I need to get me more excited to see the film in November.
Mm-hmm. April?
I liked when she walked into the village because it was a very nice, I don't know, I liked the scenery for that. And I really liked the Mockingjay dress because I was really excited when I was waiting to see that in a movie. And I also really, and I also really liked when they were on the chariot going into the place because that was just really nice. I really liked how the fire looked and how it was going down. Yeah, okay, you get it.
Mm-hmm. So you guys all said some of my favorite parts too, but just to be a little different, I'll say two of my favorite shots were probably the train shot, the first one we see in the tunnel. I thought that was just... It definitely made me think, wow, this is not like the first one in a good way. And then also the hover ship. That was...
Hovercraft,
yes. So, I mean, some of these shots really...
You'll call it something different every time, won't you?
I have funny speech. But the hover, you know, thing, it astounded me when I first saw that. I mean, it really did. And I'm just excited for the technology as well as there's this part where the music goes meow and it basically the music gets like really fast paced and I love that moment. It's just like, whoa.
And your heart starts racing with the music and
it's
a good time.
Oh, it's awesome. Anything else? Any other thoughts?
It definitely has me excited.
Or for
I give it an, I give an A minus.
I think it was better than the first one. I think I was.
It was
really
much
impressed.
Better than the first trailer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It has me more excited than the original Hunger Games trailer, I'll be honest.
I did. It does.
Really?
Everything is... if there's one thought I have, one word, it's escalation.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you loved about the first one, it is even better.
Yeah, it looks like...
Hunger Games on steroids, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, just every, like, filmmaking aspects and just story. Like, it's just everything is better.
Indeed.
All right. That's going to do it, folks. So, don't forget to tell us what you thought about this joint episode, as well as the trailer itself. We want to hear your thoughts about, you know, if you agreed what we thought, disagreed, other things we left out. You can tell us what you thought by visiting RebellionRadioPodcast.com and NightlockPodcast.com, emailing us or leaving us an iTunes review. Your feedback is stupendously appreciated. And with that, thank you all for listening. My name is Harley Commons.
I'm Alex Bolova.
I'm Abel Crescenti.
And I'm Kira.
Bye-bye.
Hasta la vista, listeners. Hasta la vista, listeners.
Okay.
How else are we ending this?
This is the most awkward ending in the history of the world.
You guys always make it awkward. You can just say goodbye and then sign off. It's fine.
Let's put it on something Hunger Games related. I just found this post on Tumblr and it says, interviewer, best part about filming in water. And then Jennifer answers, you can pee anytime you want. Okay. There you go.
That's the ending of the show.
There you go.
Yes, listeners, pee anytime you want when you're in the water. See you next time.
Take advice from Jennifer Lawrence.
Moving on. So we start out, we're at 3 seconds. Wow, 4, 5 seconds at the screen, okay. First shot is at 7 seconds, and I can tell you, my mouth dropped when I first saw this. Because I think...
You're talking about the Lionsgate logo?
No. The Victor's, when she's walking to Victor's.
I was like, what are you talking about?
There is no Lionsgate logo. Oh.
There's no Lionsgate logo at the beginning.
Am I watching a different video?
Maybe.
Are you looking at the link in the show notes?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you watch this?
Let me just check on this.
Are you on the wrong?
It automatically goes to the teaser trailer when you finish watching the trailer, so maybe it automatically went forward and you didn't realize.
Let me just check here. I'm watching the wrong trailer. How's that?
Yay, bloopers.
Woo!
Sorry, hold on. It just jumped ahead a whole minute for me.
What?
Okay, 48 seconds.
Or at least time traveling.
And at one minute, we see, Katniss... Oh, god dang it. My phone's ringing.
The phone. Where's Elena?
You're too popular, Hurley.
Hmm? Oh, it's
She's at camp or something.
Who?
Where's Elena when I need her to sing the song with me? Gosh.
No, that song is dead.
No, it's not.
Anywho...